الرحمن الرحيم. Until unless you do not have faith for sins has been very important to the faith for sins. And how do you come to know that you have faith for sins? In the time when a person committing a sin, when your best friend too, you do not wish to talk to him also. You do not look down at him. But no matter how much of favors they've done to you, but you will not look at that favor, you look at that act of their done. Because even against Allah for Allah. But as much you must have, the love for Allah Ta'ala will be so strong that anyone who commits any kind of sin, you must get hurt. You must get hurt. Even you yourself, if committed a sin, you have to show some kind of remorse in your heart that you have committed the sin. It's a very good quality and a big quality. A person has this quality in him that whenever by mistake he committed a sin, the hurt must be there. Learning to miss the namaz also, whatever it is, it must hurt you. That is what really is important. Now we are making toba with sins that you commit, you don't commit like you find. You don't see anyone drinking. You don't see anyone gambling, because you take those as your sins. But one sin which is so rife and is open to everyone, no matter even the learned ones too, they don't pay attention to that at all. And every buzruk, even when they leave this world, in their advice, they give this one advice: ribat se bacho. Ribat se. Why they show so much emphasis on ribat? What's the reason for them to show emphasis on ribat? Because it's gone so open, and its tongue is so loose, that we begin to just speak whatever we want to speak, and we begin to enjoy those things. To make ribat is like nothing at all. We don't show any importance at all. Yet you find that the great saints, when they are talking to you, they are so careful that if you speak something out of turn, they remind you straight away. This is bad. This is not bad. My Hazrat himself too, sometime I will tell him, kya wo ghibat nahi hai. Straight away he brings it to your attention. Now just imagine, we all are sitting here. Let's just take stock of ourselves. Today itself, how much of ghibat may I have learned? You may not say, but you have heard. What have you thought of that? And the sin, that is something that is very bad. It's very bad, it's happening in every home. And to control one's tongue at home, especially with the wives, when they want to know stories and they talk about it, it's very important how to control yourself. Remind them of that. So there's no sense. What's the reason for us making so much ibadat? That's what Nabi Karim says. Who is a pauper? Who is a pauper? The Sahaba said, you've got no money. Is it not that? In a day of Qiyamah, they have so much of good act, but all those good deeds will be gone. Just imagine a man works so hard in this world to make tahajjud namaz. He makes his sacrifice. He makes his tilawat of the Quran. He reads nafil, fast, he keeps all those things. But he doesn't realize this much. That listen, I am losing all this thing because of this one sin which got given. Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala sent a way down to say, Musa, that person who makes ghibat and makes tawbah, he was the last person in the Jannah. Last person. And that person who did not make tawbah, he was the first one to go to Jahannam. Now just imagine that person who made tawbah, but maybe ghibat, but he made tawbah, Musa, oh Musa, he will be the last one to go to Jannah. Now from there you come to know, who wants to be the last to go to Jannah? We don't even realize that we think all the good deeds, but because of this one act, we have lost everything. And we're not even feeling any concern about it at all. We have become victim of it. This fly is showing me, flies so many meals he wants to eat. Hazrat Ji has a sore on his leg, and flies are coming. And Hazrat Ji is busy. He's doing his work, writing. Why writing? And the flies, I think one person is throwing the flies. So he says, kya karte ho? What you worry? How much you will try to keep the fly away? See, he is so, you call it, so mind is so set that he is doing his work. The fly doing his work, he does not worry about it. So important. So if you see the fly away, he's trying to hear it, but Hazrat Ji is busy with Apna Kaam Le Lagya. So Mustaqim Mustaqim Mizaj. A person must, you know, is so Mustaqim Mizaj, he's doing his work, something is interfering but not intersecting. One Buzruf, you know, is writing and reading a kitab. He was so engrossed in the kitab that he asked for water, by mistake, a glass of oil was there. He drank the oil, he did not realize he drank the oil. Mustaqim Mizaj, you call that. Fly, come, let him do his work. You do your work. So when the fly was here now, the child is pushing him, thought of that. Gee, when you sit in the company of Buzruf, you learn much. You learn too much. When you sit in a company, if you're sitting with a company making an Islam, then you learn so much beyond reality. Everything that you learn from the Islam. How when a person can talk to him loudly to him, he talks so softly to him, so much control. So Hazrat Ji said, yeah, we must make Islam. Now just imagine we have to show importance to this sin. It's a sin that is very important to be shown. And we must try to put it right. And the easiest way is to take account of yourself. And think before you speak, which is very important. You're making all the ibadah and all the zikr you're making, but all the zikr you're losing it because of this act. How important. Yet we hear so much about it, that you know, that you say, okay, Allah Ta'ala is giving an example in the Quran too, that a person who commits zina or commits ghibat is like a person eating his brother's flesh. You know, we know about it, we hear about it too. But there's no effect at all. We just hear it and forget it. Why? We have not taken the sin to be important. As we've taken zina to be important, you know, and go near it, and he's proud about it, that's not means to commit zina. But doesn't realize that a person who commits zina, he makes tawbah, Allah will forgive him. Allah will forgive him. But a person who makes ghibat, that person, that it comes to know about that he makes ghibat over him, and you don't ask for forgiveness, you will not be forgiven. So that kind of sin we're not showing importance to, and then showing importance to keep away from zina. And if a person commits zina, you look at him with a very bad eye. You see, you look at the person, is a fornicator, he's an adulterer, you feel all the things. But maybe he's making tawbah also. And you are making ghibat all the time, and you're not even concerned about yourself. He makes tawbah, Allah will forgive him. But you make ghibat of people who, if they come to know about you, they do not have to forgive him, what is their position? On a day of Qiyamah, the good deeds will go away. So ghibat is something which is worse than zina. Nabi Karim should say that. Worse than zina. If zina a person of could make tawbah, but ghibat can do. So one sahabi came and asked Nabi Karim, Ya Rasulullah, give me advice. You know, they should come to ask for advice. And Nabi also gave them advice so short, but what precise. Just that one, two advice or something that is for their own life. So he said to them that one thing, so any virtuous act, no matter how small it is, do not look down at it. Any virtuous act, do not, no matter how small it is, do not look down at it. Because you do not know, I'm saying now, you do not know which act of yours lies a salvation. And which a sin of yours lies a punishment. You may think that sin you have committed is not the cause of it, but that may be the possibility that sin that you commit, no matter how small it is, that causes destruction. And that small is a good virtuous act, which you were supposed to do. Someone told you, give me a glass of water. And you took it as a very small thing, didn't give a glass of water. Well, that could then mean for you to go to Jannah. If you don't know, do not take any small, Nabi Karim told the Sahabi, do not take that virtuous act, no matter how small it is, be small. Take that thing. We all know, we hear the hadith, that the time that woman, she was a prostitute. And she gave water to the dog, that became a means for Allah forgave her. So do not be controlling, do not look at any virtuous act, no matter how small it is, not to be small. Don't doubt it. Then he went on to the Prophet and said, when you meet any Muslim, any brother, you meet any Muslim, meet them with an open heart. You know what's the meaning of open heart? The meaning of open heart is when you meet, you know, one is to shake hands. Maazim says we shake hands, one is Musafa and one is Mu'anita. Musafa is you say everything, please forgive me. And the moment Mu'anita means my heart is clean. Heart is meeting one heart. Now tell me how many of us, we meet people, meet Musafa, please forgive me. You tell him with your tongue only? That is khiyanat now. If you say with your tongue, it's not meaning anything. So when you meet anyone, you meet Musafa, you're making sure that you make salam to him, not just make salam, I forgive you. But now how when you make Mu'anita means, my heart is completely clean. Now this is something we haven't got in us. If someone has caused any harm to us, we may try to keep it in our heart. You're not realizing you're causing harm to yourself. Your ibadah is affected, everything is affected, and this heart of us was supposed to be only for Allah Ta'ala. So we have to keep it clean. So many a time we make a Musafa, not a Musafa. Many a time we make a Mu'anita, not. You tell him, please forgive me. You can't say, hey, yeah, like my heart is going to be. So, Rasulullah told him, when you meet anyone, open hearted, the heart will be clear, it will be anything. And the third thing he says, do not be grievous. Do not be in front of him, behind him also. You know, in front of him, no one will give up, but behind him, give up. So, do not be grievous there. So if these were not important talks, advice, you would not have given them. But the Sahabas took it so seriously that in their life they had two things. Whenever they met, they loved. They met with everyone with love. And they never made any give up of anyone. You never hear of any Sahabi made give up. So this sin is something that the Sahabi said to him, give me something that could protect me. He asked him. So Rasul told him that these three things. One is that remember, do not take any virtue that is small. It's small too, but in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. You come to realize that very important, do not take any sin to be small too. You may just think the small sin, let me commit the sin. Do not know that after the sin, you will not get a tawfiq committing to what? Allah Ta'ala. Remember one thing, you do not know which lies of salvation and the punishment. We hear so much of lectures and the bayans of everyone. They say to us, you know, don't they give up the time Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Miraj and he saw those people there, you know, with the fingernails, whatever, they were scratching their own flesh and taking them out. That scene Nabi Karim saw, they say, oh Jibreel, what is these people doing? He said, these are the people who make coming riba. So this, why is it that he formed out all this sin? Because this sin is not a small sin. It's a very, very big sin. Some people thinking that, you know, sin, ribat is only to just speak, just with our tongue. Even with the heart it means it. Ribat, with the heart. You don't realize that. To the Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, he comes out of the mosque, he sees a person outside begging. Young person. These are our thoughts that we have today, that you see a person, young person begging, we jump into conclusions. That's why I'm saying it to you. If our Islam must be everything Islam. Now you come out of the masjid, you see a person, young person, he's begging there, you jump in and come there, why are you begging? You're still very young, very strong. That's why you jump into confusion. So when Jibreel Baghdadi Rahmatullah, he came out from mosque, and he saw a person young, well dressed after Juma, and it crossed his heart, young person begging. He never went there, didn't say anything. But he went away. But when we close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then every act of yours get caught up. The more dear to Allah ta'ala, every small thing which you may think small, but for that Allah ta'ala, no, you must. Your relationship will be something else. Everyone's relationship with Allah ta'ala is not the same. You get up, some people, they say, yeah, now, when you come, you are pressed your head and put oil in your head, you say that, you know, Munagum Rahmatullah, they give that story. You say that some people, you know, they say, Allah, how nice you come by me, I can press your head for you. Now, Musa alayhi salam, when he heard one shepherd saying that, so he said, so stop it. Then Allah Ta'ala sent a way down, oh Musa, how can you say to stop it? You are different, he is different. He is this way of talking, you are different. Now, you can't talk like that. You can't talk like that. But he died, but he died. So he gets very sad now, he didn't know what to do. But because he is an ordinary person, Allah Ta'ala, oh Musa, leave him alone. Then he said his life. So everyone's relation with Allah Ta'ala is not the same. If everyone is different, you may look at everyone as a buzhug, this buzhug, he may be sitting next to you in namaz and all, you think he's like you. Yeah, he's just like you, but you know, you're in a farsh, in Islam, you're in the arsh. He's in the arsh, he's gone somewhere else. So you do not understand them, you see, you not understand. So everyone's relationship is different. So this is what happened, Sahaba said it. The once the Sahaba Ikram, the Sahabi one committed zina and he came and told him, I committed zina, please punish me. Now just imagine what a great thing it is because of the punishment is very severe. He can just ask for forgiveness, Allah forgive him. One Sahabi came and asked him, but he can turn away, trying to tell him, why didn't you ask for forgiveness? Trying to tell him, no, I won't be punished. I won't be punished. Now just imagine the love for Allah, the hate for the sin, why he committed the sin. Now that Sahabi is supposed to be praised. But what he is asking for, no one knew that. But then when the two Sahabis, the time when he punished the two Sahabis, put him down on the ground like a dog, when they said that Rasulullah was very angry. He said, do you want me to give up about him? And that is because why? He is supposed to be praised for what he has done, that he committed that guna, but he asked Allah, forgive me for that. Forgive me. Ghibat is something. So just imagine that when the time Zuhri Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali came out of the mosque and looked at the person and said, this person. He went to sleep. But as I told you, the relation of Allah Ta'ala was somebody else. Straight away, see the dream that has been showing, you know, human flesh to eat. Said, this is haram. How can I eat? But what you did in the mosque is not haram. Now, you and I are different. You won't even see the dream of that kind. He got up straight away, looking for that person to search for if he is forgiving. Yet he does not necessarily ask him forgiveness. Look, that's why I'm saying when your relation with Allah Ta'ala is something else, then the reason for you to go to behave like that also. Then he gets up and he looks for that person. Now when he looks for that person in the sea shore, he's sitting down there. When he sees Junaid Baghdadi, Acha khab dekha maafi par plan. When he saw that person, when he came, he said, oh, you saw a dream, you can ask for forgiveness. Oh, say, Allah, Allah. I think, well, who is this person now? So you don't know who's who. You may just think like that, you know. So when you looked at him, he said, oh, please forgive me. You know, that few days, you know, I had no food at all. I had no clothing at all. In the time of Jummah, I was going back, someone gave me this clothing to wear. And I wear often. That's the only reason why. In other words, I would not want to come out to beg also. But I reached the point that I had to take. That's why. But just imagine, do not look down at anyone. That was Nabi Karim said, do not look down at anyone. No matter how good your condition is, no matter how pious you are, no matter how good you are, do not look down at anyone. Because you do not know what will be your last thing, what your last position will be. Anyone can look down at somebody because of why he came down to Gundawd Iman. And no one knows who Gundawd Iman. Everyone does not know. Allah must take out the iman. But the thing is this much that do not look down at anyone. By looking down at someone, Allah Ta'ala may see a different person will become different. So that was also. Likewise, another person, he went, he was sitting down on the seashore and he was with another lady sitting down and he had a bottle of water. And one ship was getting wrecked and beginning to sink. All six people were there. This buzhug looking at that person, look at that person, man. He's sitting with a woman there. Why I'm telling you, we are all committing sins of this kind. We just jump in conclusion. So he said, look at this person. He's sitting with a woman there. He gets up and you see the ship is getting wrecked now. He goes in the water. The six people, he comes, first person, he takes him out from there, he goes again, he gives his life. Second person, third person, fourth person, fifth person, the sixth person said to that Busu, you can bring him now. He said, you can bring him now, because this is my mother, and this is water, not sharab. So look at it, how he tried to tell him this, and he went there for the next person. To show us this very important thing, that which got in us, we look bad at other people. This is a very bad thing. Look at someone with a good eye. So, so ghibat is something, what is ghibat? You tell that person, he will say, I'm not being ghibat. Ghibat is to say something to a person, he hears, he gets hurt about it. You tell him, you're a black person, you're a short person, you're a tall person. He may not like it. You may like it, but you don't like it. Or you belong to this caste, which is happening daily. You say that. You say, you belong to this caste, belong to that caste. And then all kind of things we tell them to do. And we say funny things to them, they get hurt. So they say that is what, even if you can't say a person, be namaz it, you can't say. You say, you know that person. Oh, that drunkard. He never made tawbah finish. But you make tawbah, they say, drunkard, what happens to you now? Likewise, oh, he's a fornicator. So he has committed whatever he has committed and made tawbah. But you have committed guna and noble. That's why they say when you look at a person drunk and you look down at him, he gets sober, he asks for forgiveness. But you have committed a sunnah, that sin that with seven ocean water cannot wash into. So how big sin it is to? Ghibat is something which we have to learn to keep away from. The bad mouth, oh, he is like this and he is like that. You know, many a time we say, hey, what about that person? Oh, he is like that. Very quickly you say it. If you don't, why talk bad about him? If you don't want to talk, then just leave him alone. But do not talk. The reason why is that we make people of people is because we are looking at others, the faults of others, we forget our own faults. Our faults, we begin to think of, look at our own faults, you will not have time of making people of anyone. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah said a very nice thing. He said, you're making ghibat of that person. Did you ponder upon a little bit to think this part that I'm making ghibat of him, that one fault of his only. I've got so many faults of mine, I'm not looking at any fault of mine at all. When a person begins to think of his own fault, then he won't have time to look at one fault of his. Once Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, one person told him, Hazrat, I've got no fault. He said, that's the biggest fault. When a person says he's got no fault, it's the biggest fault. Because everyone has a fault. So what happens today is that we have decided now to look at other people's fault, and the reason for that is because of, another reason for causing ghibat is because of anger. Anger is what the means for cause. When a person gets angry with a person, then you talk about him. So every, all kind of things, whether he has it, does not have it, that's guna. But to make ghibat, when you make a person very angry, and he gets very angry, then he starts talking. And this is what happens at home too, everywhere too. You find, why I'm saying this? Because you get to home the husband and wife. Your father is like that, your mother is like that. Before that, when you came to see her, she was not like that. When you came to see her to get married, she was not like that. But now when you got married, she's like that. We tell her, what they did? They gave their daughter to you. But now you're causing the maybe give up of them. They tell her, let's keep him quiet. But the question is, that's give up. Very big give. Like there are so many places you find they talk like that, it is very bad. So false taking out is something which is very important, that look at your own faults. Likewise, anger, hasad too, jealousy. When a person gets jealous for someone, especially you must be very careful, you become very important in the people's eye, then you've got a lot of people being jealous about you. How to make this person come down? Everyone looking after him too much, even in high show, somehow we must put him down, so they must start making ghibat also. And alim also, bichara, that's why an alim must stay low profile. He mustn't come high. He never stay low profile. You know, that no one must see him, no one know him too. So the moment they come to know him, then shaitan is there. The shaitan got the habit of making ghibat of everyone. So the shaitan put up in the eyes that, hey, this alim is too high now, let's do something, low him down. In a low him down, what do you do? that's what you do, that you begin to make ghibat, all kind of things you do. So these kind of things are happening every day, which we have to know about it, that is happening. A person reading Quran too much. That's why the Qari mustn't read too much Quran from people too. When the Quran from the people, then let's become ghibat to them. Why my son did not go to his person? So in that way they may ghibat and that all that. Hasad is also part of it. Shaitan made you hasad, that kind. We are also making hasad, that kind. So these kind of things are what you're thinking is daily. You don't think about it at all. You can go listen to all the tafsir, you can listen, mashallah, very good. How you can make your islah? Islah is this thing that you become very careful. So whatever you do, as far as possible, you control your tongue not to commit ghibat at all. If a person can only learn to control himself and keep away from all kind of ghibat and backbiting, he achieved everything. He achieved everything. But no one wants to think of that. You have to take account of yourself for the whole day, what I have done today. That's why there is hasibu qabla tuhasabu. Take hisab of yourself before you've been accounted. In other words, you go to sleep, you have time to look at all the other filth. But look at them, take hisab of yourself. Before people should take hisab of yourself. Today now look at the hisab of your cell phone. What I'm missing out on. Everything on the cell phone. So what's happening that we are not learning anything at all. Because everything we're not learning at all. So as ghibat wa shaddu min zina, Nabi Karim said that the meaning of this is this one, that look, that sin is something which is so right, so serious, let's take it serious. Let's make it serious. That must make sure we don't tell at home. At home also remind them of that. Just imagine if you tell Khuda na kare, if you tell your wife, just hold on. I'm so impressed one person who's sitting here. His wife is so perfect in this sense that she tells him that you may give up, you stop me. When I make ghibat, you stop me. So whenever he stops it, she tells him, is that not ghibat? Or she tells, is that not ghibat? But just imagine that home, if that, that kind of quality, what will happen to the house? That house is full of barakat, is that? We make mistakes, but we must be able to put our mistakes back. So this ghibat that we're talking about is not something that is small. It's a very big sin. Do not take it as small. It's a very big sin. We have to work towards it to make our islah. But in the Khanqah, when you sit down there, that one of the first things they should say, that look, do not talk to anyone. The reason for not talking to anyone, that you not talk to anyone, that you mind your own business, he mind your own business. So in the whole day, you're not talking to anyone, what is happening to you? You are kept with all kinds of sins. Likewise, here too, you take account of yourself, let me see what wrong I'm doing. If I'm doing something wrong, saying something wrong, let me put it right. Your Islam is from today, you came to the masjid, Jazakallah, you came, Allah must keep you away from ghibat. With a very bad sin, it's a worse sin, takes away all your good deeds away. You do not know how serious this sin is, it's not very, very serious. So serious that every busuk and Nabi Kansam are leaving this world, we mentioned this thing here too. But keep away from ghibat. Allah Ta'ala Mani, Qadir Fana, Waqul Da'an, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ala Aqibatul Mu'min. صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك